What is up, everybody? Guys, I know it's been a while. I have missed my last two day, well, actually my last two podcasts, but your boy is back and ready to go. Guys, where have I been? Everywhere. Guys, like always, it's Drinks with Brandon, with your boy Brandon. Episode 9 coming at you. Now, I had family come in, had work-related stuff, just a lot of work. Just focusing on that in life, man. You know, but I missed you all. I missed you all, son. Every one of you beautiful motherfuckers, I missed you. Guys, like always, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have some drinks, right? Your boy tonight's got a couple of different beers laid next to him, and he's drinking on some Elijah Craig, sipping on some Elijah Craig. If y'all bourbon connoisseurs out there, it is a nicer bourbon. Craig does no wrong. Smooth. Guys, I missed you. I miss doing it. I know everybody's like, oh my God, where's Brandon at? I've been getting messages from you guys. Guys, believe me, I have missed you. You have been heard. I am here. But like I said, you know, this is like a pastime for me. This is a hobby. Everything else has to come first. So I do, unless I'm going to get paid millions to do this, you know, this has to come last. You know, like I said, work and other things came up, had family come in, had to entertain family. So, but it was fun, man. It was fun. But like I said, the worst part was missing you guys. My wife's like, you know, when are you going to do your podcast? When are you going to do your podcast? And I'm just like, woman, I will do my podcast soon when I get time. Oh, gosh. Guys, it is March 6th, and me and the wife just watched the most awesome movie ever. I think it came out today on Netflix. If you have not heard, it is called Spencer Confidential. The star of the movie is, of course, my boy, Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark is a ex-cop who went to prison, comes out, and starts an investigation to ring out dirty cops. And it is awesome. Oh my God, I love this movie. It was just everything. How can I explain this? I love nitty gritty movies. Like just pure, like every movie you watch now is like so fucking overpowered with CGI and special effects bullshit. And it's just like so much of these movies are overpowered by that. It shadows acting. It shadows the characters. It shadows everything. So it's like nowadays you're watching movies and it's just like everything CGI, computer aided, less acting. You know, it's like music, man. I mean, if you can, most music now is like, you know, electronic. It's less art. Some of it's less artist. And you know, you can badmouth me. Everybody's got their own opinions. That's mine. That's how I look at things. And this movie is called Spencer Confidential. It is fucking amazing. I loved it. The wife loved it. I called my mom right after. That's how great it was. And I was like, Mom, you and Dad need to watch this motherfucking movie. It is fantastic. Like I said, about 90% of the world's economy has a fucking Netflix account. So guys, watch it. Let me know what you think of it, guys. I mean, hell, I loved it. I'm going to tell people at work tomorrow, like, watch this fucking movie. It was amazing. Like I said, it was very gritty. The fight scenes in there was real. Like I love fight scenes when they're real. Like I hate when you see a fight scene, it's like, dude, that is so, I know they're choreographed, but they're choreographed so good. It looks like a fucking dance. And you're thinking to yourself, like, I've been in a fight before and that shit don't go down like that. Like I'm pretty sure my ass whooping wasn't that fluent. And, it's just, guys, it was a great movie. It had great fight scenes in it. It was like, you was drove into the characters. Every character, I loved every character in this movie. From Spencer to Hawk to Henry to Sissy. To the main bad guy. Oh, my God. This movie was fun. It was awesome. It's been a long time since your boy sat down, watched a full movie, Netflix movie, and was truly impressed. Like, I honestly believe this. You guys consume me. I think this movie could have went to box office. If after you watch it, you tell me what you think. This movie could be brought. This could have went to theaters, and I know 100% it could have made millions. That's the crazy thing to me is just like, wow. Like I watched it and I was like, wow. I literally watched a theatrical. I watched a movie that could have been in theaters. I watched a theatrical movie right now in my home. Like it was that good. It wasn't dumbed down. It wasn't, you know, less this, less that. It was just pure. What I really liked about it, it brought Mark Wahlberg back to being Mark Wahlberg. Like, it brought back his essence of greatness. It really did. I know what people are going right now. People are like, Brandon, man, you out here spitting. You know your movies. Okay, guys, your boy talks about a lot of things. That's what this podcast is about. I'm a random motherfucker. But if it comes down to a lot of things, like I have way too many like hobbies. I'm really into a lot of things. And that's why I didn't want to justify making a podcast on one thing. Honestly, if I wanted to, I could have made a podcast, honestly, about movies. And I was going to do that with the last podcast I created called The Verdict. I'm big into movies. I've watched I've watched all your big ones. My favorite movie of all time is always going to be Braveheart. Braveheart, Troy, and Gladiator in that order are my favorite movies. Braveheart number one, Troy number two, and Gladiator number three. To me, those are masterpieces, and I could watch them right now, all three of them at once, and they're both 2-3 hour long movies. hell, Braveheart's like 3.5. Gladiator's like 3. And I could sit down and watch the whole thing, not blink, not care about taking a piss, and just watch it. I love movies. My friends know this. I'm a big movie guy. I'm a big movie buff. The Godfather, if I had to say my fourth favorite movies, the Godfather series. I mean, I'm big into cinematic movies, and I'm talking like classic movies. Like growing up, I used to watch black and white movies with my mother. And that's where I get a lot of my hobbies at, my taste in music, my taste in movies. A lot of it comes from my mother. Not a lot of people know this. You don't know this. But that's how I was raised. Like I was raised like really big into watching like Sherlock Holmes in black and white. The Thin Man series, it's about a detective. The Thin Man was in black and white. I that's what I grew up with, people. Like I watched black and white movies as a kid and I enjoyed it. You know, try doing that with a kid today. Hell, hot dog, if they don't have an iPad in their hand, they fucking going crazy. They like, fuck this shit. This is not important. But no, that's how I was, man. So I'm really big in the movies. And I watched this one. And if you're now joining in, it's called Spencer Confidential. It's on Netflix, okay? It was fantastic. It was fundamentally fantastic. Like, I loved it. Fight scenes, check. And real fight scenes. Not too much CGI, not too much special effects, check. Great acting, check. And I'm not even talking about Mark Wahlberg. We all know he can act, right? I'm not giving him fucking classes. It's Mark Wahlberg. Like, that man's got more home runs than about just as many as anybody else. He is a top dog. So, to me, it was everybody else. Everybody else. The guy that played Hawk, phenomenal. He played in other movies too. He played in Us, the horror movie. He played in Black Panther as White Ape or Man Ape. Why I say White Ape? Because usually Man Ape had a cloak of a gorilla and it was white. I'm a comic book buff, but he played Man Ape. In Black Panther, I'm pretty sure he did. It's been a long time since I watched Black Panther, but he should have played Manape. I know he was in the clan, the Gorilla Clan. So, yeah. Anyways, he played that character, the old man in the movie, Henry. I loved Henry. He's this old guy that owns a box. He owns like an old boxing gym. He's like Spencer's mentor, Hawk's mentor. He was great. Sissy is Spencer's old flair, old girlfriend. She's funny as hell. Her Boston accent, man. I mean, hell, I wish I could do it. God, I wish I could do it. Hey, I'm walking here. I can't do it. But it was a great movie. I give it an A+. And I'm harsh on movies, people. If I tell you, and I'm being 110 and I'm being 1,000% serious, and I don't care if you're listening just to listen, I don't care if you're a listener and your podcast is about movies, I don't give 10 good shits. Okay? I love your podcast. I will always respect them, but I will say this. I am very harsh on my movies. I'm very harsh. If I watch a movie, and my wife is really big on this, she'll notice it. If I watch a movie, I can point out every bad mistake. I'm like, hey, you know, they should have done this better. Hey, they should have done that better. Hey, they didn't really reel in that emotion. Like, I'm really particular about my movies, okay? This one, believe it or not, and it's not perfect, but to me, it hit home. It was an A+. It brought him back to when Mark Wahlberg done the Italian Job. Okay? The Italian Job, Shooter, all those movies, that nostalgia came back when I watched this movie. I was just like, I was blown away. I was just like, wow, this is a great movie. And I could watch it again. So, guys, Spencer Confidential, it's on Netflix. It's free. If you have Netflix, if you don't have Netflix, get Netflix. I'm going to promote them right now. Get Netflix just to watch this movie and cancel your account. If you don't have Netflix, send me a message. I will let you borrow my Netflix account and you may watch the movie. And then I will, click you off the next day. I will give my Netflix to a stranger just to watch this movie. It was great. It really was. I loved it. I thought it was, like I said, it was phenomenal. And I don't want to go into too much detail on it because you're listening. If I tell you everything, it's going to take away from it. It was just good. And it was just a good movie. You need to watch it. So the very first part of this podcast, I went swinging. Watch this movie. It's fantastic. I couldn't say more about it and just how great it was. Like, it was just, to me, it hit home. It was fun. I was never bored. It was a great movie. It was really funny too. It has a lot of funny cuts in it. And like I said, easily, if someone sat next to me on this table and said, "Hey, Brandon, do you think this movie would have made any money in the box office?" I would say yes, 100%. Easy. With the movies I see now in the theater, fuck yes. Oh, God. Man, I don't know about you, but I love going to the movies. I love walking in there. I love smelling that fresh aroma of popcorn. I love someone cussing in the background saying, "God damn, I fucking spilled my pop. I love that. That is my shit. I love going to the theater. And with that, like Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. I go to the theater. There has been times I have been disappointed, greatly disappointed. I have been to movies and I'm like, wow, this movie sucks. Like, generally sucks. I'm going to say what they are, but there's been many of them. Not every movie's a home run, but this one could have been thrown into the theaters. And I would have, honestly, if I watched a trailer, I went back on Netflix and I had a trailer for it. I watched the trailer. If I would have saw the trailer, I would have probably went to the theater and watched it. No joke. I would have spent my own money doing this. It's crazy. It really is. Let's take a swig right quick. All this talking. God. Michelob Amberbach. We meet again, my friend. But again, Spencer Confidential on Netflix just came out today, March 6th. It is out. Go watch it. It's awesome. You will not be disappointed, my friends. I mean, you will not be disappointed. Oh, gosh, it was good. It was good. Guys, it's good to be back. I don't have any shout outs. It's been a while. I haven't really talked in within my podcast community this last couple weeks. Like I said, I've been very busy. But I do apologize, and I will get back on that bandwagon. I promise you. I'm going to start hitting it hard. I'm going to start coming back, retaliating. Start not retaliating in a bad way, but just start communicating with my fellow group members. Like I said, I'm all about shout-outs, man. I don't ask a dime for it in return. You tell me your podcast name. You tell me what you're about. I'll go listen, and I'll give you a true remark. I'll tell you, and the thing is like, everybody's got something to work on. I have something to work on. My podcast is not perfect, but I give it 110%. When I get on here, I really try to make it sound and work efficiently. I like to think I bring a lot of good to it, okay? Yeah, I'm going to point out a lot of good, and I'm going to point out a couple flaws, but I'm still going to try to help out. Like I said, though, no shout-outs this episode just because I've been out for about a week and some. So, but I'll get back on that bandwagon and try to get back on that wagon and try to give some good people out there some good shout-outs. Like I said, it really does help. It really does. I've had a lot of people through the grapevine that has came out and messaged me and was like, man, I listened to that person's podcast you was talking about. I really dig it, man. And if I have gave you a shout out, let me know, has it affected the numbers? Has it raised them? Let me know. Guys, I'm here to help. Like, people don't believe that, but the world, like I said, is so much full of, it's already so full of negativity. Why the fuck add to the mix? That's my thing. If you see a fucking fire, why not put it out? No, there's 20 other motherfuckers throwing fucking gasoline and fucking Kindle on that bitch. They're like, yeah, burn, bitch, burn. No, hell no. I ain't that kind of guy. I like to raise people up. I like to see people succeed. I love to see a motherfucker chase their dreams. I do. I mean, that's just, to me, that gets me harder than want any kind of porn. I mean, it does. If I see someone chasing their dream, and to me, that's, everybody has dreams. Everybody has a dream. I don't care who you are. I don't care how badass you think you are. I don't care how petty you think yourself of yourself. I don't care how your situation is. Everyone has a dream. Everybody. And you have a right to that dream. You know, you have a right to that dream. And so, like I said, And yeah, I crack jokes at people and I crack jokes at certain situations. But I'll never, ever, ever look at somebody and say, hey, you're a stupid idiot and your dream's not worth anything, because that's not the right thing. I'm not better. Me as a person, I'm not worth any more than anyone else. In my opinion, I like to think that, you know, I really do think on a playing field, we're all equal, man. I know a lot of people don't, but that's just me. I like thinking that way. I really do. But like I said, I like seeing people succeed. If you have dreams, chase them. Okay? Chase those dreams, son. If you want to make a podcast and you want to talk about... Sorry, I was wiping stuff off. If you want to start a podcast up and start talking about fucking weather cycles, let's do that shit. All right, maybe one day you'll be a meteorologist and then you can start telling these fuckers, hey, what the fuck's up with the fucking sky, man? One day blue skies, the second day fucking hell. Nah. So if you have a dream out there to be a weatherman, please follow that dream, because we need some new ones. God, fuck, Jesus, we do. I have never in my life seen so much fuck. It's like I don't know. Yeah, I thought I had a joke for it, but I don't. It's like, honestly, if you guys ever watched X-Men, you know, there's a lady, her name is Storm. Her mutant power is to control the weather. I believe there is a motherfucker out there that can control fucking weather. I do. You cannot tell me otherwise. All of a sudden, it's fucking blue skies and sunny and 60. The next fucking day, that bitch is 20 degrees. Ice is shooting out the fucking sky. Horses are fucking flying. Tornadoes landing down. I mean, it's fucking wild. It is. It's wild. But yeah, whew, God, Mother Nature. She's on the old rag. Oh gosh. But it's crazy, man. I mean, I woke up one day, blue sky, 65 degrees. Next day, hell. Like, straight up fucking hell. It's like, wow, buddy. Oh, but. Oh, that's good. That's cold. I love cold beer. But we'll finish this out saying, if you have a dream, go follow it. If you have a hobby, go do it. Okay, guys, I mean, I'm not, people say I'm very motivational. Guys, I just live a very positive life. You always, always see your boy smiling. If you know me, I've never been in a hateful mood, unless it's called for, you know. Like, if my dog just died, I'm probably not going to be too happy. But about 98% of the time you see me, I've got a smile on my face. I'm living my best life. And the thing is, when I say you're living your best life, you're living the life you control. You can control at that moment. I'm not saying you have to have your best life. And people come at me like, "Man, I don't have $1 million. I don't have this and that. And I don't, bitch, I don't have $1 million. Hell, I fucking had the electric company come and say I still owe them $600. And I'm like, motherfuckers, I paid that bill. Hot diggity damn, son. And I'm over here telling you guys real facts about my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, everybody's got problems. Okay? I don't know how people think the root to all answers is goddamn money. I don't see it. You know what they say? More money, more problems. So, but no, to me, you don't need all that to have a great life. And people think you have to have $1 million. You have to have the best trucks. You have to have the best cars. You're going to live a, you know, exciting life for sure. Hell, one day in Mexico, the next day you in fucking Italy eating pizza off a fucking stone ass table with some statue holding it. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be exciting. But your life can be great by controlling what you can control that minute. And that's what I mean by that. I can control my life the way it is right now me. And I'm going to make sure it's 100%. You know, if it's like I told a buddy, he's like, "Man, I live in a broken down trailer." I said, "Buddy, save some money up. Build that trailer back up. You know, you come home on days that you can't afford nothing, do it with a smile on your face." I know that's harder said than done, but like I said, I've had my own demons. I fought my own fucking battles. Not every day is all sunshine and rainbows. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But believe me, you're always going to have some battle in life. To me, if I do something 100% positive, it just makes the day better. Okay, that's how I look at things. If something bad happened, and if I do it in a positive way, if I can project my outcome in a positive way, I just beat the system, man. I just beat the system. But that's how I look at things. Follow your fucking dream. Spencer Confidential is a fucking great movie. Okay, and Mother Nature, she's a bitch. So y'all caught up now. Oh gosh, but like I said, it's good to be back. Like I said, I don't like being gone for too long. I didn't expect to be gone this long. Like I said, I had family come in. My cousin came in from Nashville, and he's phenomenal. He's like my brother, man. Always good time with him. Play Call of Duty, talk football, watched anime. It was a good time, man. It was a good time. It really was. Oh, Brandon, you watch anime. You know what? I do. Like I said, I have a lot of hobbies and a lot of likes. And if it was, I'm being dead serious. Like I love football. I love video games. I love comic books. I love trucks. I used to be a diesel mechanic. I love working out. I love bourbon. I love beer. I love my wife. I love cats now, obviously. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of things. I'm just not a one person person. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a one person train. That's how I look at things. I'm a man of many. I'm like a Swiss Army knife, buddy. I'm a jack of all trades. And that's what shocks the most out of people, man. When they meet me, let me take a sip of this. Oh, God. Elijah Craig. Oh, you so good. Smooth, son. God. Bourbon of the night is Elijah Craig. It is delicious. If you are a bourbon person, I do recommend this. It is smooth. I got a little ice ball in it right now. And she is smooth. Smooth sailing, boy. But, what was that? Oh, my gosh. I got off the train. Oh, when people meet me, right? Like, right now, you're listening to me. If you have never met me, okay? And you're listening to this podcast, and you met me in person for the first time, one, I'll probably scare you because I'm a big human being. I am 6'8", 300-some pounds. I am a big dude. 6'7 and a half, whatever. 6'7", 6'8". But I'm about 300, I'm 350-some pounds. I'm a big guy, okay? Then when I start talking, I live a very positive life, so you see a lot of smiling, you see a lot of upbeat, you see a lot of humor, okay? One, and honestly, when you look at me, I got a lot of tattoos, right? But then it's like you'll say something, and I'll know something about it. Like in college, there was this one time I walked, like I saw talking about earlier, I'm really big into movies, right? Well, I walked into this library was holding the study group for a certain class, and I walked in and they were talking about like one of the oldest movies in the book, Citizen Kane. And I was like, yeah, I've watched that movie. That's a great, I really enjoyed it. And people turned around and was like, who is this dude? And they're like, you watch movies? And I was like, no. And usually, you know, at the time they thought movies I watched was Roadhouse, Die Hard. And in their defense, I mean, I did. I mean, I love those two movies too. But I like a lot of different movies. Steel Magnolias, I love that movie. You know, it's a movie about women in power. I mean, it's a great movie. I enjoy it 100%. I love that movie. There's a lot of movies I enjoy that's just not blowing shit up. I'm not your typical guy. Like I said, I'm a big movie guy, big movie buff. But I've walked into comic book stores to this day, guys. To this day, I have walked into comic book stores, and I remember walking in once, and it was cold outside, so I'm like, you know, got jeans on, boots, wearing big old leather jacket, got, you know, like a toboggan on. I walk in and like the guy over the counter was like, he looked up and he jumped backwards, knocking into this statue. The statue fell and broke. Found out the statue was worth $100. Oh, I felt so bad. And he was like, he was stunned when I walked in. He off the bat, he thought I was like going to rob the place. He was like, oh my gosh, sir. How can I? And I was like, cool your jets, motherfucker. I was like, hot damn, son. I was like, dude, are you okay? Like, come on, son. Breathe, motherfucker, breathe. It's okay. I was like, where's your magic cards at? And he was like, straight up like, what? You play magic? Yes, I do. He pointed me where they were. I walked in. And then all of a sudden, I'm over here by the magic cards, and people are like looking at me like I'm a fucking exotic animal. Like, dude, you play magic? Like, nah, motherfucker, I'm just over here looking at the cards for the fucking fun of it. Yeah, I like magic. I like comic books. I was like, I dig this whole store, man. The reason I walk in this store is because this is my stuff. But it shocks a lot of people, man. And then, of course, people see me and they see a big guy, and you know, you get the most obvious white person remark. You look like you've played football before, boy. No. What? Me being as big as I am, throwing people around? Of course I did. Oh, gosh. But no, I mean, like I said, when you see me and you meet me, I have just so much more than just, I don't have a linear path. I'm like a tree, man. I branch out everywhere. But it shocks a lot of people, man. It does. They're like, oh my God, you, and especially anime, man. And people see me and they're like, dude, you like anime? And it's like, yeah, dude. Like Dragon Ball Z, growing up, that was my shit. Like I would come home from school, rush to the living room, have everything ready for Toonami, dude. That was my shit. Dragon Ball Z was my very first love of anime. Now, as I've gotten older, I have branched out. And there has been a lot more animes I've liked over the years. And like I said, I'm a big fan of that. I really do. People call it cartoons. People call it adult, you know, it's not adult animation. Adult animation is more like Family Guy, American Dad, Simpsons, all that shit. But, and I watch that too. But more, I like anime. I do. A lot of people don't like it, man. A lot of people fucking hate that shit. That's cool. You know, there's people out there that fucking don't like fucking french fries. Who am I to judge? There's people out there that don't like beer. Who am I to judge? People like different things. Me, I've always liked that stuff. That's not going to change. I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Now, anime that I'm really big on right now is My Hero Academia. If you guys are listening and you guys are fellow anime watchers, hopefully by now it's on its fourth season. You have watched that. And if you haven't, it is amazing. A newer one that I watched here recently, Demon Slayer, it's now done with its first season, but it flew off the chain. Like, it was crazy good, and it had a lot of, at first it didn't have a lot of build up. Now it has like a huge amount, a fan base, huge, but that one's a good one too. But I could go on 1,000 times on the list, but yeah. And, oh shoot. And then we'll kind of talk about, you know, like I said, I do love football. I love me some football. My teams, if I'm not mentioned out loud, in pros, I'm always and will always be a New England Patriot. I've always been a New England Patriot since I was little for all the championships. So, fuck off if you call me a bandwagoner. I got a baby pitcher in a fucking Patriot jersey, okay? And I'm 28 fucking years old, so... Yeah, and when you walk into my house, I got Patriots everywhere. Got a fucking Patriot lunchbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm about when I walk into my work with that lunchbox. You're like, damn, that dude, he's about the Patriots, son. I'm a big New England Patriot. Always will be, am now. Now, the whole thing with Brady, man, I'm scared. I really am scared. I don't want to see him go. I don't, because this is my opinion, and I like to think my opinions about football is pretty strong, because like I said, I am a football fanatic. And I will say this, I'm such a fanatic, my wife actually cried when football season was over because she hated it so much, because I watch every game. And she's like, oh my God, you've already watched this game. But I'm like, there's another game. So I'm a big football guy, like I said. So my opinions, I think, are pretty strong, better than the normal average Joe. But like I said, I'm a New England Patriot. I hate to see Brady go. But if the money to me, it's just not about the money. It's like, I feel like Tom sitting in there with Bill Belichick, Kraft, and they're like, hey, how can I have a good offensive line and some weapons? Can I have that? If I can have that, I'll stay. If you can't give me at least one of them, I've got to leave. And honestly, I will say this. If Tom Brady leaves, I will still be a New England Patriot, but I will also have a second team, whatever team he goes to. I love Tom Brady. He is the reason why we are a dynasty. And I am a fan, and I will back him up 100%. But wherever he goes, that will be my second team. But I can't blame him. Like I said, and people want to harp on athletes and doing this and doing that and trading and going here. Guys, you're not in their shoes. You don't know how it is. Like I said, you know, you're playing for a team. And, you know, Tom Brady, hate him or don't – love him or hate him, Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played the game. Okay? The only weakness Tom Brady has is you have to pressure him. And he's good under pressure too. But if you give him time in the pocket, he will dissect your defense and he will destroy you. Okay? So if you was playing Tom Brady right now, your ideal play sheet to take out Tom Brady is what? Blitz, blitz, blitz. Let's hit Tom Brady. Let's hit Tom Brady. The more we hit Tom Brady, the less he's going to be out on the field, the less passes he's going to throw. We're going to win. That's what happened this year. We had a terrible offensive line. Now, I will say this. For what they had and the season we had, we still had a great season. They weren't horrible, but they wasn't good. There's a lot of teams out there that's got way better offensive lines. That hell, they didn't even make the playoffs. So Tom Brady needs some protection. Plus he's getting old. And man, if he takes one good more lick, it's a wrap. He's not Brent Favre. He's not built tough. You know, I will say he's built a lot better than most because he's at that age. He's like 42. He's playing at a high level and he's still doing it with finesse. Like, guys, that takes a lot. You know, you're playing against 22, 23-year-old studs that just got off fucking mother's milk out there benching 600 pounds and, you know, getting hit by the basically trucks. So, like I said, and if they give him protection, they give him a better offensive line, and then they throw some weapons in there, man, buddy, he can be a force to be reckoned with. He can be, I'm telling you. Oh, gosh, that's good. But I believe that 100%. Now, where Tom Brady goes, there's two places I like to see him go. Three, actually. First, if I had the chance, if I was Tom and I had a chance, I would go to Tennessee. I feel like Tennessee right now is still going to have the same team they did last year, which was a Super Bowl contender. Honestly, if they went to the Super Bowl and played against the 49ers, they could have won. So you could say, hypothetically, Super Bowl champs. Okay, let's even go that way. Even though they lost, let's say hypothetically. Because they should have beat the till this day, I still think they should have beat the Chiefs. They were ahead. They blew it. And like I said, a lot of different things. You wasn't there. You're not playing the game. A lot of things went into effect. But I still think they could have beat the Chiefs. So they beat the Chiefs. They went to the Super Bowl. They had played the 49ers. And to me, I know they would have beat them. Okay? So you got to think on paper, that's probably the best team out right now in the AFC. Tom Brady goes to Nashville, plays for the Tennessee Titans. He's got all these weapons. AJ Brown, buddy, rookie of the year. Come on. I mean, he could have, I think he was a offensive rookie of the year. I think you have to correct me. I don't have my iPad next to me so I can double check my facts. But if he wasn't, he was pretty darn close. AJ Brown is a phenomenal athlete, one in a million. You got a great defense. Okay, you got Derrick Henry, the king of the yards. I mean, that man was rushing for yards after yards after yards. I mean, he's 6'3", guys. God. So, to me, and they have a great offensive line. Amazing offensive line. Even though Taylor Lewan likes to hold. He's the offensive tackle. Even though Lewan he gets a lot of holding calls, I still think that he is a phenomenal, he's probably one of the best tackles out. He gets those holding calls away, and he starts, like, you know, not holding as much. Man, he's a solid, easy, one of the best. And so that's my thing. I think if Tom Brady did leave, I would try to go to the Tennessee Titans first. Now, if I couldn't go to the Tennessee Titans, I would go to the Dallas Cowboys. Sorry, Dak Prescott, but Tom Brady's better than you. Boop! Kicked him to the side. You got Amari Cooper as your wide receiver. Oh my God, if you don't know who he is, then you obviously don't watch football. He's phenomenal. He's a very aggressive catcher. He came from my dad's college, Bama. He rose tide, and Alabama makes great receivers. They just do. Alabama does three things. They make Well, actually, they make a lot of things. I was about to say they make great linemen. They make great linebackers. Corners, but they make a lot of good wide receivers and running backs. But man, Amari Cooper, man, animal, man, out there. You throw it up in any of his bubble, his arm length, he's catching that. He's catching it. He's fast. He's got a good release on him. He's a solid. In your backfield, you got Ezekiel Elliott. I will get to that too. But you got Zeke, dude. Zeke's going to come out swinging. Easily one of the top five running backs in the league. And then you got a great offensive line, okay? You got a stud defense. Like, on a good day, they can be one of the best. So I would say Dallas, second team. Now, my third team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know Jameis Winston is a good quarterback. Wait, did I just say that? Is he a good quarterback? I do believe he is a good quarterback, people. I do. People want to harp on him, especially this year. Now that he threw like 35 picks, but he had a lot of yards too. He's a Heisman winner. He has a lot of greatness. I swear he does. I just think he makes a lot of bad decisions. I feel like he would do better somewhere else. I do. Now, I'm not going to get into where I think he'd do better at. That's a different story. But I feel like if he left, went somewhere else, Tom Brady, or just work under Tom Brady, if Tom Brady comes in, starts for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, another decent offensive line, right? And then you got Mike Evans. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that. You got Mike freaking Evans, the most aggressive catcher in the league. Most aggressive catcher. You throw the ball up, buddy. He doesn't care how he's landing. He doesn't care how he's catching it. He's catching it. He's catching it, son. I believe when that dude played Pokemon back in the day when he was a kid, he caught all 150 fucking Pokemon off the first bat, son. This dude catches everything. Man's probably got every STD out there. He catches everything, okay? Mike Evans is amazing. So, those are my top three teams. If Tom Brady left, easily Tennessee 1, Dallas Cowboys 2, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 3, okay? Now, like I said, my favorite pro team, you already know, is the New England Patriots. My favorite college team is the Ohio State Buckeyes for football. My favorite college football team is the Ohio State. Why? Because we build championships, man. We make champions. We build championships. In that order. People are like, don't you build champions? No. We make champions. We build championships. I mean, it's just like not every game's going to be easy for us, but we come out ahead. I still think we should have beat Clemson. I think there was a lot of bad calls, but we can get into that later. But Ohio State, to me, I don't ever miss a game hardly. If I do, I'm on my phone seeing what the score is every 10 minutes. Ask my wife, okay? She will tell you no lie, but I am a Ohio State Buckeye, guys. I'm sorry. Me and Brutus, man, me and Brutus the Buckeye, we homies. We are. To me, Ohio State is the dynasty of football. Now, a lot of people like to say Bama and Notre Dame and all that. But to me, the Ohio State has, and it was like childhood again. I've always liked Ohio State. It wasn't just something I came up out of the woodworks. And I know, too, you're like, dude, you're a kid and you automatically had two of the best teams. My mom's from Columbus. Okay. She was born in Columbus. When I was a kid, you know, you're like 9-10 years old. You're like, you find out where your mom's from. You look it up in a book. Well, now you look it up on the internet, but back then you had books and shit. But I looked it up. I found out Columbus was in Ohio. You know, I'm a little kid. I don't know nothing. And I'm like, and then in every article I ever read about Columbus, it always talked about Ohio State. The Ohio State. The home of the Buckeyes. The home of football. The football dynasty. And after that, dude, the love for it grew. That's how it happened. The love for it grew. So, pro football, New England Patriots. College football, the Ohio State Buckeyes. If I go with college basketball, I'm a Kentucky Wildcat. Okay. Now that one is because my dad's a big Kentucky basketball fan and I'm from Kentucky and I sell Kentucky merchandise. So I'm not even going to go any further with that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shoot. So college basketball, Kentucky, is Kentucky Wildcats. And then I don't do basketball, hockey and all that stuff. So usually where I'm such a diehard New England fan, I'm a big Boston guy. I usually just go with Boston, everything, you know, the Bruins, Boston Celtics, baseball, the Boston Red Sox. So that's usually the gist of that. Now that you can say I'm a bandwagoner for, because I just go, I'm like, you know what? I love New England so much. I'll just hop on the bandwagon on all their other sports. But yeah. MMA, my favorite fighter of all time. He doesn't fight anymore, but it'll always be George St. Pierre, GSP. Okay? To me, I thought he was one of the best fighters ever was. Definitely, to me, one of the best martial art guys. I mean, he just, man, that man puts you in a pretzel. He'd break your arm. But, yeah, just, I love sports, man. I love sports. Oh, shoot. I was talking, son. Getting me thirsty. Excited about the draft. I love draft, man. I love the NFL draft. Oh, gosh. I just, in talking about the draft, I know Cincinnati Bengals has the very first pick. Very first pick. Round one, pick one. And obviously they're going to go Joe Burrows, quarterback out of LSU. Me personally, and this is how I look at it, and I've said this 1,000 times. I've told this to my cousin, who is a huge football fanatic. I have told this to my father, which is a sports analyst fanatic. Like that man, he knows so much sports info. He's a encyclopedia of sports. Like you could ask him who won this year. Hell, you can ask him shit about the Olympics and that dude will know. And I've told him, if I was the Cincinnati Bengals, okay, y'all might, now that you know my teams, you might say I'm biased, but if I was the Cincinnati Bengals, I would pick up Chase Young. My first pick, I would pick up Chase Young. You know why? Because he is a stud. You got Geno Atkins, defensive tackle, who is a stud. Then you add freaking Chase Young, the best defensive end in the last. I compare him better. I think he's better than the Bosas. Okay, me personally, I think he's better than the Bosas. So you would automatically triple your power on defense. Like those two right there, oh my God, they would open up so much more, and then that would cause a ripple effect, and then all the other players on the Cincinnati Bengals, even though they had a horrible season, they'd start making superstars out of them because they start making plays, son. If you've not watched Chase Young, you need to go back to the Wisconsin game, okay, and watch them linemen block him. That man was getting triple teamed, son. They had three linemen on him. Three. He is a force to be reckoned with, son. He is fast, he is mean, he is aggressive, and he is strong. He'll bull rush, he'll spin move you. Like, to me, if I was the Cincinnati Bengals, I would think, honestly, that would amplify my defense, okay? And then, being the Cincinnati Bengals, I would make some money moves, try to get another first-round pick, okay? Get another first-round pick. And I would grab for my quarterback, because Joe Burrows, if he doesn't go first, he's going to go second or third. I don't care if Washington just nabbed Deshaun Haskins from, and I'm, you know, where he came from, Ohio State. But Joe Burrows is hard to pass up. But if I was the Cincinnati Bengals, I'd pass him up, get Chase Young. I still need a quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I still need a quarterback. Andy Dalton's shit. I still need a quarterback. But I would pick up Jalen Hurts if he was available. I would try to make some money moves, try to buy some trades, and I would try to get Jalen. I feel like all the quarterbacks in the league, even with Joe Burrows, I feel like 100% that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback that is in the draft, in my opinion. Why you say he went and played at Alabama at a high level and was phenomenal. Then he got sat down because Tua came over, and Tua's a great athlete, all right? But how would you feel if you started 2 years and you were great, you were putting up numbers, you won a championship, you done all this, and then you sat down on the bench? Dude, this is your livelihood. You know, Nick Saban and all, but man, what was you thinking? He done the next best thing. He said, man, I'm going to cut ties. I'm going to go over here to Oklahoma. Okay. Now to me, when he done that, it was like, let's see what kind of guy he is. Are they going to have a horrible season? Or are they going to have a good season? They had an amazing season. Besides the loss to Kansas State, they had an amazing season. Why? Because he is an athlete. He is a great quarterback, and he plays the sport at 100%. So, if I was the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm like, you know what? We're getting Chase Young. Bam, defense is already better. Bam, I would try to make some money moves. I'd move people to the side. I'd be like, hey, can I have your trade? What, you need this amount of money? Bam, here you go. I would snap up Jalen Hurts. There, you got a way better offense now because he's in it. And then you have a great and more amazing defense because Chase Young is in it. So, bam, your team has already went from like a D- to a B+, real damn fast, boys, real fast. So that's how I look at that. Now I'm not going to go with the other draft picks because that's going to be a long story. And if you're not into football, you're probably already fucking bored. But to me, like I said, there's a lot to it. And if I was the Cincinnati Bengals, this is what I would do. Now you all know. If Brandon was the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals or the GM, you would already know what his money moves would be. And that's why I think it's great. You know, when you're doing I love reading people's mock drafts. I do. I love it. Oh, like I said, that's what makes the world great. If everybody thought the same thing, we wouldn't have anything. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If a guy didn't say, man, you know what? Let's make a square-looking box, put some lights in the back of it, and it's going to promote picture. We wouldn't have fucking TVs. If a guy didn't pick up a smaller-looking box and said, hey, man, what if we could pull out voices from this thing? We wouldn't have cell phones. You know? That's how I look at things. If everybody, and that's what people don't understand. If everybody's thought the same fucking way, this world would be shit. It would. It just would. Think about this. If everybody in the world thought McDonald's was the best place to eat and they don't need to eat anywhere else, okay? Think about that. All of a sudden, McDonald's, okay, is doing great. Because everybody's eating there, but everybody's, like I said, you know, this is a hypothesis. This is just, use your imagination. Everybody's eating, that's all you eat. It's like that supersized movie. All you eat is McDonald's. You do what everybody else does. You don't eat any other restaurants, right? All of a sudden, all those other restaurants are gone. You know, all you're doing is eating the same shit every fucking day. Guys, that is a boring fucking life. I don't even eat the same shit every day. What I'm saying is, if you drink the same, and you guys know this, I love me some Bud Light. I'm a big beer guy. If I go out, I drink me a Bud Light, but I always like change. I always like trying something different because I don't know. How do you know if you don't try? You know? How do you know this decision if you don't say it? How do you know this? How do you know the consequence of something if you don't do it? Like I said, if everybody thought the same, this world would be fucking shit, boys. I'm telling you. If everybody thought the same, this world would be shit. We probably wouldn't be the way we are now. We wouldn't have the technology we do. And it'd be boring. It would be boring. So when people say, hey, I actually heard from a guy, he hates mock drafts. He's like, I hate seeing all these people's mock drafts. Why? Why? You know, I've actually seen mock drafts where they had Joe Burrows as second pick, and they did have Chase Young as first. Like, those people out there thought like I did. They're giving their opinion. Now, are they going to be right? Probably not. Am I right? No. If I think I have probably a 0.2% of it happening. Everybody says Joe Burrows, and I think that too. But I just like to say, I like to think if they should go Chase Young first. But that's my opinion. That's my thought. You know, one day I'm drinking Michelob Amberbach. The next day I'm drinking West 6 Brewery Pale Ale. You know, the next day, and actually I wouldn't be drinking that because that's IPA. So I don't know what the fuck I did with that. The next day I'll be drinking Elijah Craig. You know, if you guys listened to me before, you know how it is, boys. Your boys out here drinking different bourbons. Why? Because it's fun. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast, if you survived this long, I want you to do something, okay? It is a Friday night. Tomorrow is Saturday. You know what? I don't care if you listen to this a week from now. Do something different. Do something outside your comfort zone. If you don't like tomatoes, try one, okay? If you never, you know what? Actually, that's a bad analysis. You know, if you already tried it, you know you don't like it. If you never tried tomatoes, try it. Just the whole point of it is do something different, okay? And that's where a lot of my positivity comes from. People are like, why are you so positive? Guys, because I'm always doing something different. I'm not staying in the same lane. I'm always trying to do something different. I love change. Now, I do, you know, to a certain point. But, you know, like I said, if you ate the same fucking food every day, that shit just did get fucking boring. It just would. Guys, this, when you listen to this and you get past this part, do me a favor. Do something that gets you outside your comfort zone, okay? Just do something crazy. You know, if you don't go out, if you're single and you don't go out and get plastered a lot, get with your friends and go out and have a night out in the town. Paint the town red. Or blue, or green, whatever the fuck your favorite color is. Just paint it, okay? But just do something outside your comfort zone because, one, you're going to open up to different things. Two, you're going to see a different perspective of different things. You're going to see how other people, you know, how do you know you don't, like for me, I never ate ramen in my whole life until about 2 years ago, you know? And I'm not talking about fucking ramen you get at Walmart. I'm talking like authentic, real ass ramen, like you see off the fucking animes and shit. 2 years ago, I didn't know what I had a bowl come to me. It didn't look like what I thought. If I didn't try it then and taste it then, I would never known how great it was. You see everything at a different perspective. You're like, wow, no wonder they got a ton of ramen shops in Japan and China. This shit's amazing. You know, you see different, you know, a different perspective when you try something different, you know? Like I said, there's people out there that love black and white movies, and you'll have some ignorant motherfucker walk up and like, why you like black and white movies? You know there's color out now, don't you? And it's just like, motherfucker, that's not the point. Watch a black and white movie and see what made it so great. You know what I'm saying? Do something that goes out of your comfort zone, and if you don't like it, at least you tried. That's the thing. People don't even try no more, man. That's the thing. No one wants to try no more. Like I said, do something different. Go outside your comfort zone. That's your boy Brandon hitting you with some knowledge. Guys, like always, we're getting down to that time. It's about the last minute of this podcast. I've had a great time tonight, okay? I'll give a rundown of what we talked about. First, we talked about how amazing Spencer Confidential was. That was an amazing movie. It's on Netflix. It's called Spencer Confidential. It's on Netflix. It just came out today, March 6th. It is amazing. Like I said, I give it an A+. It could easily went to the theaters and made money. Second, we just talked about some random stuff. Just going through some thoughts in my mind. Why am I so random? And then third, we talked sports and football and a bunch of different things. Guys, I love this podcast. I love talking to you guys. I had a great comment from the other day, and I forgot who the person was, but they said, man, I like how random you are. I dig it. You know? Guys, I love that you dig it. I don't want to be just a one paved road. I want you to come on here not knowing what to expect, because that's what I want. Guys, I'm always going to have a great time with you. I had a great time tonight. I was sipping on some Elijah Craig, and I had a good time with you guys. Hey, you guys are beautiful and amazing. Brandon out.